Welcome to another deep dive with us. And today we're looking at something pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine all the exciting AI stuff happening on one particular day.
Yeah.
December 5th, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got this like snapshot, all these developments, and we're going to dive into it.
It's a lot.
It's a lot-y.
Yeah. It's like drinking from a fire hose.
Seriously. It's like every day there's something new and it's hard to even keep up.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're here for.
Yeah, we'll break it down.
We'll try to like sift through it all and find those like really fascinating things that matter, you know?
Yeah, and figure out why they matter.
Exactly. So by the end of this, you'll not only be up to date.
Up to date.
But also like, okay, this is why I should care.
Yeah, how does this affect me?
Right.
How does this affect the world?
Exactly.
So where do you want to start?
Well, I mean, OpenAI, they're always making headlines.
Always.
And this day was no exception.
Not at all. They launched two new models.
TW.
Yeah. O1 and O1 Pro.
Okay, so what's the big deal with these? What makes them different?
Well, they're designed for what we call multimodal AI applications.
Multimodal. Okay, break that down for me.
So think about it like this. Instead of just processing text.
Like ChatGPT. Yeah.
Right? These AI can understand and generate images, audio.
Whoa.
Even video.
So like a single AI could make a website with pictures and music.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All from like just some basic instructions.
That's kind of scary, but also super cool.
Right. Powerful stuff.
It is. And then on top of that, they announced this partnership.
Oh, yeah.
With Andoral, which is a defense tech company.
For drone defense systems.
And that was a bit of a surprise, right?
Definitely, because they'd previously said no military applications.
Yeah, they were pretty firm on that.
That's a big shift for them.
It is. And I think it reflects this like broader trend we're seeing.
Yeah, across the tech industry.
Where these companies are getting involved in military projects,
yeah,
which is a whole other conversation.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because on one hand, AI could make defense systems better.
Potentially save lives.
Exactly. But then there's also the risk of, you know, unintended consequences.
Absolutely. So the question becomes, how do we make sure AI is used ethically?
Especially in something as sensitive as defense.
Yeah, where do we draw the lines?
It's a big question, and I don't think we have all the answers yet.
Nope, definitely not.
But it's something we have to think about.
Absolutely, as AI keeps evolving.
Okay, so let's shift gears a bit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something a little less intense.
Like the weather.
Okay, yeah. AI is doing some cool stuff there, too.
Really cool stuff. Google DeepMind. They created this AI called GenCast.
GenCast, okay.
And it's blowing traditional weather forecasting systems out of the water.
Really? So it's not just like a small improvement?
No, it's way more accurate and way faster.
Wow. So how does it work?
It uses something called diffusion models.
Diffusion models?
Yeah. So imagine you have a blurry picture.
Okay.
And you like gradually remove the blur until it's crystal clear. GenCast does that, but with weather patterns.
So it like takes all this data and clarifies it?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And it creates these super accurate forecasts.
What? How accurate are we talking?
Well, it outperformed the European model.
The European model. That's like the gold standard, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. And GenCast was better in 97% of the tests.
97%. That's incredible.
It is. And it's really good at predicting things like tropical cyclones.
Those hurricanes.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So that could be huge for like disaster preparedness.
Absolutely. Imagine knowing a hurricane's path weeks in advance.
That would give people so much more time to prepare.
Yeah. Evacuate, get supplies, everything.
Potentially save lives.
For sure.
That's really powerful stuff. Okay, so get ready for this next one.
Oh boy.
AI is making its way into gaming and virtual reality.
That's pretty wild.
Google's Genie 2. This is mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing.
Okay, so tell me about this Genie 2. What does it do?
It can turn any image, you know, like a photo from your phone,
yeah,
into a fully explorable 3D world.
So like I could take a picture of my living room,
yeah,
and then like walk around in it. Virtually.
Exactly. As if you were actually there.
That's insane. Yeah. What are the possibilities with this?
Oh, man. They're endless.
Like, I could see this being huge for gaming.
Oh, yeah. Creating these immersive environments instantly.
Architects could use it to visualize their designs.
For sure.
Even education. Like, imagine students exploring historical landmarks.
Or, like, the human body.
Yeah, in 3D.
It's incredible. And they also integrated what they call a Sima agent.
Sima agent, what's that?
It's an AI that can actually carry out tasks within these 3D worlds.
Okay, so like I'm in my virtual living room.
Yeah.
And I asked the AI to find my keys.
And it could.
That's next level.
It really is. We're just scratching the surface here.
It feels like it, doesn't it? Like every day there's something new.
It's true. Speaking of pushing the boundaries.
Yeah.
Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, gave a talk at the DealBook Summit.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
He shared some really interesting insights about the future of AI.
Like what?
Well, for one, he talked about the potential arrival of AGI.
AGI?
Artificial General Intelligence.
Okay, now that's something I definitely want to hear more about.
It's pretty fascinating stuff.
So spill the beans. What did he have to say?
All right, well, he started by dropping some pretty impressive numbers.
Okay, I'm listening.
ChatGPT, their chatbot now has 300 million weekly active users.
300 million?
Yeah, think about that. That's almost the entire population of the U.S.
That's wild. So what are all these people doing with ChatGPT?
All sorts of things. Writing emails, coding software, creating marketing campaigns.
Wow, so it's being used for pretty much everything.
Pretty much, and it's not just individuals. It's handling a billion messages daily.
A billion.
Yeah, and over a million developers in the U.S. are building applications with it.
So it's safe to say AI isn't just some futuristic concept anymore.
Nope. It's already a huge part of our lives.
And Altman thinks this is just the beginning.
Yeah, he actually made a pretty bold prediction.
Oh, what's that?
He said we could see glimpses of AGI as early as 2025.
2025? That seems incredibly soon.
I know, right?
But hold on, what does AGI even mean? Like, are we talking about machines that are as smart as humans?
That's essentially what it is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
AGI refers to AI systems that have a wide range of cognitive abilities.
Similar to humans.
Exactly. Okay. So imagine an AI that can learn and perform tasks across different areas.
Without needing specific programming for each one.
Right, so it could learn to play chess, write poetry, and diagnose diseases.
All without being explicitly taught how to do those things.
Yeah.
That's both fascinating and a little terrifying.
No, right? It's a huge concept.
Like, what kind of impact would AGI have on the world?
Well, Altman acknowledged that the initial arrival of AGI might be subtle.
Okay.
But the long-term consequences could be profound.
Like, what do you mean?
Think massive shifts in industries, the job market, even the structure of society as we know it.
That's a lot to process.
It is. It's a huge topic.
So what is OpenAI doing to prepare for this potentially transformative shift?
Well, they're certainly not slowing down on the innovation front.
What do you mean?
Altman announced they'll be live streaming new AI launches and demos for the next 12 days.
Wow. So they're just going to keep dropping new stuff.
Pretty much. And he even hinted that some of them are big ones.
Okay. Now I'm really intrigued.
Me too.
But speaking of anticipation, did he address the recent tension between OpenAI and Microsoft?
Oh, yeah. Their major investor.
Yeah.
He did acknowledge there's been some friction.
Okay.
But he reassured everyone that they're ultimately aligned on their priorities.
That's good to hear because I was a little worried about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were.
But I'm also curious about the Elon Musk situation.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he co-found OpenAI and then have a dramatic falling out?
Yeah, it was the whole thing.
So what did Altman say about that?
He described the situation with Musk as tremendously sad.
Wow, that's actually pretty heartfelt.
Yeah, but he also expressed confidence that Musk wouldn't try to harm AI competitors.
That's surprisingly magnanimous of him. But this whole situation highlights something important.
What's that?
OpenAI isn't the only player in the AI game anymore.
Oh, absolutely not.
There's a whole ecosystem of companies, big and small, pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, and they're all competing with each other.
Which is actually a good thing, right?
Definitely, because it's driving innovation at an incredible pace.
It's like an AI arms race.
Pretty much, yeah.
So who else is in this race? Who are the big players?
Well, you've got Google with DeepMind, of course.
Yeah, they're always doing groundbreaking stuff.
Then there's Microsoft, heavily invested in OpenAI.
Right.
And now Amazon is entering the arena.
Amazon.
Yeah, they're collaborating with Anthropic on a project called Project Rainer.
I haven't heard of that one.
It's pretty new. They claim it'll be the world's largest AI system.
Wow. That's a bold claim.
It is, and it's going to be powered by Amazon's Trainium 2 chips, which are incredibly powerful.
So it sounds like Amazon is serious about getting into the AI game.
Oh, yeah, they're not messing around.
This is getting intense.
It is.
Yeah.
And OpenAI is clearly taking the competition seriously.
How so?
They recently opened a new office in Zurich.
Zurich. Interesting.
Yeah, and they've hired some top talent from Google DeepMind
okay.
to focus specifically on computer vision.
Computer vision. So, like, teaching robots to see.
Exactly.
Why is that so important?
Well, computer vision is crucial for AI because it allows machines to see and interpret the world.
Through images, videos, and even live feeds.
Right. So OpenAI's expansion into Zurich with this specific focus shows how committed they are.
to developing even more advanced AI systems.
Exactly. They're not resting on their laurels.
And it makes sense, right? Because being able to see and understand visual information,
that's essential for AI to truly understand and interact with the world around us.
It's a fundamental part of human intelligence.
So it makes sense that it would be a key focus for AI development as well.
Absolutely. And OpenAI's work in computer vision could have huge implications for all sorts of fields.
Like what?
Self-driving cars, robotics, medical imaging, you name it.
Oh yeah, the possibilities are endless.
Imagine self-driving cars that can navigate even more complex environments.
Or robots that can assist with surgery.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
It really is, but it's not just the big players like OpenAI, Google, and Amazon making strides.
Sure.
We're also seeing a ton of innovation from smaller companies and startups.
Absolutely. They're pushing the boundaries in all sorts of interesting ways.
Like who, for example?
Well, there's Luma AI. They just released a new model called Ray 2.
Okay.
And it can generate minute-long videos in just seconds.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
So I could create a movie during my lunch break?
Not quite feature-length film territory yet.
Okay.
But the possibilities are definitely exciting.
I can imagine filmmakers, advertisers, even everyday people would love this.
Exactly. And then there's evolutionary scale. They've got this breakthrough model called ESM Cambrian.
ESM Cambrian. Okay.
And it's a big deal for predicting protein structures.
Now, I'll admit, I'm not a biologist. Why should I care about protein structures?
Well, understanding protein structures is crucial for developing new drugs and therapies.
Ah. Okay.
So ESM Cambrian could revolutionize drug discovery.
So we're talking about potentially faster development of treatments for diseases like cancer.
Yeah, Alzheimer's, all sorts of things.
Wow. So AI is not only changing how we live and work,
but also potentially how long and how well we live.
It's both exciting and a little overwhelming to think about.
I know. It's a lot to take in.
It really is. And we've only just scratched the surface.
Exactly.
So where do we go from here? What's next in this incredible journey of AI innovation?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it?
It is, and it's one we're going to keep exploring.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned, because we're just getting started.
There's so much more to come.
And it's only going to get more exciting from here.
I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Me neither. It's a wild ride.
It really is.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be right back to dive even deeper into this amazing world of AI innovation.
Sounds good. You dropped some pretty impressive numbers to show how quickly AI is becoming a part of our lives.
Okay. Like what?
Well, he said ChatGPT has 300 million weekly active users.
300 million. That's like
almost the whole U.S. population.
That's insane. What are they all doing with it?
Oh, everything you can think of. Writing emails, coding software, even creating marketing campaigns.
So it's not just a toy anymore. It's actually being used for real work.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And it's handling a billion messages daily.
A billion with a B.
Yep, a billion with a B.
And over a million developers in the U.S. are building applications using it. It's mind-boggling.
It is. And Altman thinks this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Seriously?
Yeah, he predicted we might see glimpses of AGI as early as 2025.
2025. That's like right around the corner. But what exactly does AGI even mean?
Well, it stands for Artificial General Intelligence.
Okay, but what does that actually look like?
So basically, it's AI that has a wide range of cognitive abilities, like humans.
So like they can learn and do all sorts of things.
Exactly.
They can learn to perform tasks across different areas without being specifically programmed for each one.
So it could learn to play chess, write poetry, A&D diagnose diseases.
Exactly.
All at the same time.
Potentially, yeah.
That's kind of freaky, but also really cool.
It is a pretty big concept to wrap your head around.
What kind of impact would that even have on the world?
Well, Altman said the initial arrival of AGI might seem subtle.
Okay.
But the long-term consequences could be huge.
Like, what do you mean by huge?
Think massive shifts in industries, the job market, even the structure of society.
Oh, okay. That's a lot to digest.
It is, and it's definitely something we need to be thinking about.
So what is OpenAI doing to prepare for this?
They're full steam ahead on the innovation front.
What do you mean?
Well, Altman announced they'll be live streaming new AI launches and demos for the next 12 days.
They're just going to keep dropping new AI stuff.
Pretty much. And he even hinted that some of them are big ones.
Okay, now I'm really curious.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be an exciting couple of weeks. Speaking of excitement, did he address the tension between OpenAI and Microsoft?
Oh, yeah. They're big investors.
Yeah. It seems like there's been some friction there.
He did acknowledge that, but he reassured everyone that they're still on the same page.
That's good to hear. I was a little worried about that.
Yeah. I think a lot of people were.
But what about the Elon Musk situation?
Oh, yeah. That whole saga.
He co-founded OpenAI and then had that big falling out.
Yeah. It's pretty dramatic.
So what did Altman say about that?
He described it as tremendously sad.
Wow, that's actually kind of touching.
Yeah, it seems like there's still some genuine emotion there.
But he also said that Musk wouldn't try to harm AI competitors.
Yeah, which is pretty magnanimous of him.
It is. But, you know, this whole thing kind of highlights something.
What's that?
OpenAI isn't the only one in the AI game anymore.
Oh, for sure.
There's a whole bunch of companies, big and small, pushing the limits.
Absolutely. And they're all competing with each other.
Which is actually a good thing.
Definitely. It's driving innovation like crazy.
It's like an AI arms race.
Pretty much, yeah.
So who else is in this race? Who are the big players besides OpenAI?
Well, you've got Google with DeepMind, obviously.
They're always at the forefront.
Yeah, and then there's Microsoft. They're heavily invested in OpenAI.
Right.
And now Amazon's jumping in.
Amazon, really?
Yeah, they're working with Anthropic on this project called Project Rainer.
Project Rainer. Okay, I hadn't heard of that one.
It's pretty new. They say it's going to be the world's largest AI system.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's going to be powered by those super powerful Trainium 2 chips that Amazon makes.
So it sounds like Amazon is serious about AI.
Oh, yeah, they're going all in.
This is getting intense.
It is. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
And how is OpenAI responding to all this competition?
Well, they're not sitting still, that's for sure.
What do you mean?
They just opened a new office in Zurich.
Zurich? Why Zurich?
Well, they're recruiting top talent from Google DeepMind.
Coaching the competition, huh?
Yep. And they're focusing specifically on computer vision.
Computer vision? So, like, teaching robots to see.
Exactly.
Why is that so important?
Well, computer vision is essential for AI because it lets machines actually see and understand the world around them.
Like through images and video?
Exactly. And even live feeds.
Okay, so what does this move to Zurich tell us about OpenAI strategy?
Well, it shows they're serious about developing even more advanced AI systems.
They're not just resting on their laurels.
Nope. They're pushing the boundaries further and further.
And it makes sense, right? Being able to see and interpret visual information is a big part of human intelligence.
Exactly. So if they want to create AI that's truly intelligent, it needs to be able to see the world the way we do.
And OpenAI's work in this area could have a huge impact on all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Self-driving cars, robotics, medical imaging, you name it.
Absolutely. The possibilities are endless.
Imagine self-driving cars that can navigate even the most complex environments.
Or robots that can assist with surgeries with incredible precision.
It's mind-blowing to think about.
It really is.
But, you know, it's not just the big companies like OpenAI and Google making these advancements.
Sure.
There are also smaller companies and startups doing incredible work.
Yeah, they're pushing the boundaries in all sorts of unique ways.
Like who, for instance?
Well, there's this company called Luma AI.
Luma AI. Okay.
They just released this new model called Ray 2.
What does Ray 2 do?
It can generate minute-long videos in just seconds.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me I could create a movie during my lunch break?
Well, not quite feature-length films yet.
Okay.
But the technology is definitely impressive.
I can imagine this being huge for filmmakers, advertisers, anyone who needs to create video content quickly.
Exactly. It's a game changer for sure.
What other cool stuff is coming out of these smaller companies?
Well, there's evolutionary scale. They have this groundbreaking model called ESM Cambrian.
ESM Cambrian. All right. I'm all ears.
It's a big deal for predicting protein structures.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. I don't really know much about protein structures.
Well, they're basically the building blocks of life. And understanding them is crucial for developing new drugs and therapies.
Ah, I see.
So ESM Cambrian could revolutionize drug discovery.
So we could see faster development of treatments for diseases like cancer.
Exactly. Alzheimer's, all sorts of things.
Wow. So AI is not only changing how we live and work, but also how long and how well we live.
It's a pretty powerful thought, isn't it?
It really is. It's both exciting and a little overwhelming to think about all the possibilities.
It's definitely a lot to take in.
It is, and it feels like we've only just scratched the surface.
Yeah, there's so much more to explore.
So where do we go from here? What's next in this incredible journey of AI innovation?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it's one we're going to keep exploring.
We're just getting started.
Absolutely. The future AI is wide open, and it's going to be an amazing ride.
It feels like we've crammed a whole year of AI news into just one deep dive.
It really does, doesn't it?
From these mind-blowing models to the race for AGI, it's hard to even process it all.
I know, it's moving so fast.
It is. But with all this talk about super advanced AI, we should step back for a second and think about what it all means for like the average person, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
What does this AI revolution actually mean for someone who's not like coding AI in their basement?
Well, it's clear that AI is already a part of our lives,
Yeah.
whether we realize it or not.
I guess so.
Think about those personalized recommendations you get on Spotify or Netflix,
Oh, yeah.
or even those spam filters that keep our inboxes clean.
That's true. I never really thought about it like that.
AI is working behind the scenes in so many ways.
But as AI gets even smarter, how will it change our daily lives in bigger ways?
Well, imagine a world with personalized medicine tailored to your DNA,
Wow.
or self-driving cars that eliminate traffic jams,
That would be a dream.
and virtual tutors that adapt to your learning style.
So AI could actually help us reach our full potential?
Exactly. The possibilities are pretty incredible.
They are, but of course, there are always potential downsides with any new technology. What about things like job displacement or algorithmic bias? Are those valid concerns?
Absolutely. Those are important things to consider.
You can't just ignore those risks.
Definitely not. We need to make sure we develop and deploy AI responsibly and ethically.
So its benefits are shared fairly, and we minimize the risks.
Yeah, it's not just about the technology itself, it's about how we use it.
And what safeguards we put in place.
Right. We have a responsibility to shape the future of AI in a positive way.
So it's not some predetermined destiny, it's something we're actively creating.
Exactly. Our choices today will determine what the future of AI looks like.
That's a powerful thought. So if you could leave our listeners with just one thing to think about, what would it be?
I would say stay curious.
Okay, I like that.
Keep learning about AI, engaging conversations about its impact, and don't be afraid to ask tough questions.
Because the more informed we are, the better equipped we'll be to navigate this whole AI landscape.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to something as transformative as AI.
Well said. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI.
It's been a pleasure.
And to everyone listening out there, remember, stay curious, keep exploring, and let's shape the future of AI together.
Absolutely. The future is in our hands.